Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are up to Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis 12b, but we are going to be starting on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is now going to give many points from Amar Rava Bar Chanina Sab Mishmei Derav, many statements that he made, and that's really the connection between all of these statements that we are going to see. It gets into some very interesting topics. So we start with Shema, which is what we were discussing. Amar Rava Bar Chanina Sab Mishmei Derav, Kol Shalo Amar Emes V'yatziv Shacharis. The MSV Muna Arvis Lo Yatzi De Chova. So anyone who doesn't say Vyatsiv at the end of the morning Shema and MSV Muna, Vemuna Kozos at the end of the Marshma, so they did not fulfill their Chiv. So most explain that they did fulfill their Chiv of Shema, even if you didn't say those other things, but to say it in the ideal way, the way the Chachamim made it, that you have not fulfilled. Shanemar Lahagid Babukar Chastacha Vemunas Chabalelos. Lagid Babukar Chastacha is a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that happened at Shacharis. That's what Vyatsiv and Achon is really referring to. And Vemunas Chabalelos is Vemuna Kozos. Those is referring to also Mitzrayim, but it also refers to future things, which we refer to as the Leilos, as the night, which is what's going to be coming in Mir Tashem. So anytime we have to bow down for some sort of tefillah, so when you have the beginning of Shmona Esrei or Modim, we have to bow down, so we bow down at the word Modim. Oh, sorry, we bow down at the word Baruch, Zokef, and when we straighten up, Zokef Bashem. When we say Baruch Ata Hashem, we stand up by the word Hashem, because it's honor for God. So Amar Shmuel, my time in Rav. So what's the reason why we stand up by the name of Hashem? Hashem Zokef Kifufim, because the Pasuk says that Hashem straightens the bent. So that's how we know that you stand up when you say the name of Hashem. Meisvei, we have a question on this though. The Pasuk says, Mipnei Shemi Nichas Hu. The Pasuk teaches us in Malachi that he was humbled before my name. So seems to be that you should maybe bow down when we have the name of Hashem. Lower your head because you're supposed to be extra humble when it comes to Hashem. So answers the Gemara, no, Miksiv Bishmi, does it say at my name that you should be humble and you should bend down? Mipnei Shemi Miksiv. It says before my name, because of my name. So humans should be humble in front of Hashem, but it doesn't mean that we should lower ourselves and bend our head down for Hashem. Rather, Hashem Zokef Kifufim teaches us we should make sure to stand up when we have the name of Hashem. Amar le Shmuel l'chiyah barav. So Shmuel said to Chiyah barav, Bar Urian, you Talmud Chacham, you young Talmud Chacham, Tav im alach milsa ma'alya sadam ravucha. I'm going to tell you something that your father Rav once said, something amazing that your father Rav once said. Hachiyah maravucha, this is what your father said. Kishu korea, when a person bends down to say a bracha, so baruch atah Hashem, when you have to do the bows, korea v'baruch u'kshu zokev, zokev bashem. When you bend down, you say baruch and you bend down, u'kshu zokev, when you say Hashem, you straighten yourself up. Now we are on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Sheish says, kikara kara kechizra, kikazokev zokev kechivra, kechivya. It says Rav Sheshes, when he would bow down like a rod, meaning he would just go straight down. He would go in one swift motion, he would go straight down, Kikazakiv, and when he would straighten himself up, Zakiv Kechivya, he would straighten up like a snake, meaning he would bend down everything at first, his head included, and then he would lift his head first, and then bring the rest of his body up right after that. That's how he would bend down and go up. Okay, it seems to be definitely quoted in the Halacha Svarim, but definitely this is where it comes up. So now another statement. All year round, Adam is palel hakel hakadosh melech ohiv tzedako mishpat. Like what we say in Shmona Esrei, we say hakel hakadosh, and we also say the ending of the bracha a little later on in Shmona Esrei is melech ohiv tzedako mishpat. However, chutz me'asera yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim, except for the aseret yemei tshuva, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, shemispalel melech hakadosh v'hamelech hamishpat, that you say the words hamelech hakadosh, and instead of melech ohiv tzedako mishpat, you say hamelech hamishpat. So it sounds from here that you need to say those words, otherwise you're not going to be Yotzei. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar, gives a bit of a different way to understand, a bit of a different reading. Afil Amar Hakel HaKadosh Yatza. Even if you said Hakel HaKadosh instead of Hamel HaKadosh, you would be Yotzei. How do we know this? Shenemar Vayigba Hashem Tzevakos B'mishpat V'Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash B'tztaka, because the Pasuk says that Hashem will become exalted through judgment, and Hakel HaKadosh, the Holy God, will be sanctified through justice. Eim Asa Vayigba Hashem Tzevakos B'mishpat. So when is Hashem going to be exalted through judgment? This is referring to the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and what does it say in the Pasuk? So we see Hakel HaKadosh is not so far off from what we're trying to achieve during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, so you definitely would be Yotzei if you said Hakel HaKadosh. Now, my Havala, so how do we paskin in this situation? Amar Rav Yosef, Hakel HaKadosh Melech Hoiv Tzedako Mishpat. So you're fine either way. Rabba Amar No, Hamelech HaKadosh Hamelech HaMishpat Hilchsa Kirabba. So we paskin like Rabba that you need to say these things during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Hamelech HaKadosh Hamelech HaMishpat. but we paskin that if you messed up HaMelech HaKadosh and instead said HaKel HaKadosh, you would not be Yotzei Melech HaMish, but you still would be Yotzei. But something we have to be very careful about during the Asher Shimei Tshuva is to make sure we say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. Next. So anyone who is able to daven on behalf of someone else who's struggling, and they choose not to daven to Hashem in that situation, nikra chote, they are called a sinner. Shenemar, how do we know this? Gam anochi chalila li mechatol Hashem mechadol espal ba'adchem. Because the pasuk says, when talking about Shmuel, and Shmuel was talking to the people of Israel, talking to the Jewish people, and he said, I'm not going to sin against Hashem to stop davening for you. I'm going to continue davening for you. So we see that it would be a sin for him to stop davening on behalf of other people. It's important that we daven for other people. It helps our tefillos, and it helps the way we interact with the world. I'm a Rava. Rava says, Im Tamun Chacham, who, if the person is a Tamun Chacham, the person who needs help, the sick person, or whatever it is a Tamun Chacham, Tzarek Sheyach Le'atzmo Alav. We have to even become sick on his behalf, meaning we have to daven so much and maybe even do fast days and whatever it takes to try to get all the zechuyos possible, and that's what's required out of us. My Taima, why do we have to do all of this extra stuff for someone who's a suffering Tamun Chacham? Ilema Mishim Dixiv Ein Chola Mikem Alai Vigole S. Ozni. So one possibility as to where we get this from is from Shaul. Shaul was the king, and he was sick and not doing well, and his son Yehonatan was working with David, and he was yelling at his followers, and he was saying, why have you guys not become sick on my behalf? And Shaul was a Talmud Chacham, so we see that you are supposed to become sick on behalf of a Talmud Chacham. But says the Gemara, that's not necessarily a good proof, because Dilma Melech Shaini, maybe a king is different, because this guy, not only was he a Talmud Chacham, but Shaul was also the king. Elo Mehacha, rather it's going to be from here, Va'ani b'chalomosa b'chalosam levushi v'gomer. The pasuk in Tehillim tells us about King David, where David was referencing Doeg and Achitofel, who were Talmidei Chacham, again, tricky, their roles in Jewish history, but they seem to have been Torah scholars, and David was saying that I became sick for them, and he was doing whatever he could to make sure they felt better. So that's how we know that you have to really go extra special hard tfilos for a Talmud Chacham who is struggling. Next, so anyone who does a sin and is embarrassed by it, they are forgiven for all their sins because the embarrassment, the busha, the shame covers a lot of that. Because the pasuk says, in order that you remember and be ashamed, because the pasuk says, so that you're going to be ashamed and that you no longer have any excuse because of your humiliation, I'm going to forgive you for all that you've done, the word of Hashem. So we see that you do get forgiven for all sins when you are embarrassed. Maybe, says the Gemara, that only applies when a whole big tzibor sins and they're embarrassed about it. But how do we know that this applies to the individual? So Ela Mehacha, we can learn it from the following story in Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. The Pasuk is talking about the following situation. Shaul was going to fight against the Plishtim. It was going to be the major battle, and he reached out to Hashem to help him and to guide him and to tell him what's going to be, and he didn't answer. So he went to this magician, this witchcraft person, and he went to get up the spirit of Shmuel. And there's a whole story, and he ends up talking to the spirit of Shmuel against what he probably should have done, and this was an Avera. But he went to the spirit of Shmuel, and he bothered Shmuel in Shemayim, and he said, what should I do? What am I going to do? And they had this whole back and forth. And Shmuel ultimately told him, you are going to lose. You are actually pitching tomorrow up in the Shemayim baseball game. You and your children are going to be coming up. But this is the story that it's referring to. So let's see what the pasuk says. El mehacha, vayomer Shmuel el Shaul, lama hir gaz tani lahalososi. So Shmuel, when he was brought up his spirit, said to Shaul, why are you bothering me? What are you bringing me here for? Vayomer Shaul, tzar li me'odu plishtim nilchamim bi. So Shaul said back, I'm really suffering here. The plishtim are coming to start a war with us. Ve'elokim tzar me'alai v'lo anani yod. And Hashem has not been answering me. God gam biyad hanavim gam b'chalomos. He's not answering me through the Nevi'im or through dreams or anything. I can't get in touch with God. So I called you here to figure out what I'm supposed to do. But says the Gemara, he didn't mention that he tried the Urim V'Tumim and was not answered. So the Urim V'Tumim was the begadim of the Kohen Gadol that was used, and the way they would use it, they would ask it a question, it would light up in a certain way. So he didn't mention the fact that he tried to reach out to the Urim V'Tumim for guidance, and it did not help. Now, why did he leave this out? Because there's another story that we need to know. Shaul was chasing David HaMelech tremendously, and he was set on making sure that he got to kill David HaMelech. So David went to the city of Nov because he was running away, and he said, I'm here on a mission for Shaul, and I need help. And they gave him some stuff to help him, and the people innocently thought that he was actually on this mission. Turns out he obviously did what he needed to do to survive, and the people innocently made a mistake, and they had no clue that he was really being chased by the king. So Doeg, who was an advisor of Shaul, was kind of there for this, and he convinced Shaul that all of these people helped David knowing that he was running away from Shaul and that it was a terrible thing that they did. And Shaul then massacred, or gave permission for Doeg to massacre, the entire city of Nov Ira Kohanim. A terrible, terrible thing, a terrible sin. So he didn't mention the fact that the Urim V'Tumim did not work to answer him because of the fact that he allowed Nov Ira Kohanim to get killed. And that's, as payback, that's why the Urim V'Tumim was not going to work. So the Urim V'Tumim lo ka'am army shim dekatle the Nov Ira Kohanim. So the Urim V'Tumim is not going to answer him because he massacred the whole city of Nov Ira Kohanim. Minayin de'achil le'min shemayin. From where do we know that he was ultimately forgiven for his sins? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Shmuel sho ha'umachara tov anecha imi. Because the pasuk says that Shmuel, the end of his statement to Shaul, said, tomorrow you guys are all going to die and come up to Shemayim with me. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, imi b'mechitzasi. The pasuk says, imi, which is referring to the fact that he's going to come with Shmuel into Gan Eden, so he was forgiven for his sins. V'rabbanan amre mehachal, Rabbanan say a different proof for the fact that he was forgiven for his sins, seemingly because he was embarrassed by them. V'okanum Hashem b'givah Shaul b'chir Hashem. So the pasuk here is referring to something else, referring to when Shaul had some not such great interactions with the Givonim, and there was something, that a whole story over there, but the pasuk, when talking about how the Givonim referred to Shaul, they says Bachir Hashem. So clearly they weren't referring to him as the chosen of Hashem because they hated him. So Yatza Maskov Amra Bachir Hashem. So the pasuk was just talking about what's happening with the Givonim, and then it says Bachir Hashem because there was a baskol, a heavenly voice that came out and said that Shaul was the Bechir Hashem, the one chosen by Hashem, so clearly his sins must have been forgiven. So now we are going to go back to the topic of Kriya Shema. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zutrai, Zutarti, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvida. Bikshu Liv Boa Parshas Balak B'Kriya Shema. So the Chachamim wanted to put the entire Parshas Balak, can you imagine how long that would be, in Kriya Shema? And why did they not? Mishum Torach Tzibor. Because that would be way too long to say twice a day during davening. If you had to say the entire Parsha, it would take so long. My time. So why did they want to establish that as part of Kriya Shema? If you want to say that the reason is because it mentions the taking out of Mitzrayim, and that's what we want to mention around the time of Shema about Smichas Geula Tefillah, because that's the Geula part. Lema Parshas Rebitzu Parshas Mishkalos. We have this when the Torah talks about interest, and when the Torah talks about having honest weights, it also says Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim. It mentions the fact, not know the exact words, but it mentions the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So if that's all we're trying to mention, then Dixit Behen Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says Yitzias Mitzrayim by those. So why do we need specifically the whole Parshas Balak? Elo Amar Rabbi Yosi Barav Mishum Dixit Be Haikra. The reason why we want Parshas Balak is because it has the following pasuk. It says Kara Shachav Ka'ari Chavi Mi Kimenu, because it says that Hashem crouched down and laid down like a lion cub. Who can stand up? Who can stand them up? So because of this pasuk, which seems to have similar implications to Ubeshach Bechov Kumecha, that Hashem protects us in our sleep and is involved with the morning and the night and us going to bed and getting back up, that's why you wanted to have the entire Parshas Balak in our Shema. So ask the Gemara, V'lema hai psuksa visula. Why can't we just have that pasuk in there? Why do we need to have the entire Parshas Balak? Why is there no in between, all or nothing? So answer the Gemara, Gemirei, we have a tradition called Parshat Paska Moshe Rabbeinu Paskina Dolo Paska Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskina. We only want to separate psukim where Moshe Rabbeinu made a separation of the pasukim. But here, we're not just going to take one pasuk or one part of the pasuk out of Parshas Balak. We would want to bring the entire Parshas Balak. Fine. Now that we discussed that there's no Parshas Balak, we want to go and discuss why we do have certain things that we do have. So Parshas Tzitzis Mimnei Mna Kavua. So why do we have the Parshas of Tzitzis in our Shema? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva Mnei Sheyesh Ba Chamisha Dvarim, because it has five things. Number one, Mitzvahs Tzitzis. Number two, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number three, All Mitzvos. It has the yoke of Mitzvos. Vidas Haminim. Number four, it has the awareness that we need to be aware of heretics. Hir Hur Avera, number five is sinful thoughts. It mentions that. And Vihur Avodah Zarah, number six, Hir Hur Avodah Zarah. So everyone asks, we just said five, but yet we have six. So many answers to this question. It could be that certain ones are the same, that heretics, staying away from heretics and Avodah Zarah are really the same, or it could be that Yitzias Mitzrayim is obvious, so that doesn't count as one. Whatever it is, these are the things that are in the Parsha of Tzitzis, which is why we have it. So Pishlam Mahane Tlas Befarshan. So I understand that we have mitzvahs tzitzis, that's obvious, tzitzis mitzrayim, and all mitzvos. So those, that makes sense because we have all those things written explicitly. All mitzvos tzitzis, risemos, huzkartemis, kol mitzvos Hashem. All mitzvos, we know that we have all the mitzvos because it says when you look at the tzitzis, you're going to remember all the mitzvos. Tzitzis tzitzis, asulam tzitzis. We know how explicitly it says tzitzis. Yitzis mitzrayim, tzitzis asher otzei tzitzislam, it says yitzis mitzrayim. Eladas minim hira avir avihira avodazara minalan. So where do we see all these other things? The Tanya, because the Brisa says, achare levavchem zuminos. When it says that you might stray after your heart, that's referring to heresy, going after your heart. V'cheinu omer, Amar Naval Blibo Ein Elokim. Fine. Achare Einechem. When we say Achare Einechem, then you go after your eyes. Hear her avira. Shenemar Vayomer Shimshon Alaviv. Osa Kachli Ki Hi Yishara Beinai. So we know that Hear her avira. Avira starts with the eyes. We see things and it leads us to desire them. It leads us to sin. And then, lastly, we have Atem Zonim, Zehir Hora Avodazara. So when it says that you might go astray, that's referring to Avodazara. V'chein Omer v'yiznu acharei ha-be'alim. That they went astray after Baal as one of the Avodazaras. So this is Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful day.